debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. I got 10:14. Hopefully Blitz will have us up. This could very well. There you go. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Jesus would like everyone to know that we are 4 minutes late.
Jesus, the slate is yours. Hello.
Timekeeper extraordinaire.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. What do you want?
Let him know.
I don't know. You asked me.
No. What'd you say when we first went live?
4 minutes late.
Four minutes late.
Wow. Y'all 4 minutes late.
Y'all 4 minutes late. Got him. I do love you, son.
Love you, too.
I don't believe you.
Prove it.
Put your finger in his butthole if you love him. That's what this family does. Right?
Wow.
A little crazy on that one.
Isn't it, though?
Do you ever give your mom a bandit, Blitz?
No.
No, never? Anna, have you given your family bandits?
No, I've never given my family a bandit.
Your family
never grab my mom's tits or anything.
Hold on, never grab my mom's tits or
They're
anything.
Is that what you do? Bean dips.
I've never beaned at my mom.
Are you having a little bit of a verklempt moment, Dad?
Yeah, I had a lot of yogurt.
A lot of yogi?
Because I broke a 18-hour fast.
A lot of yogi?
Yeah. I was hungry.
Man, how do you I would coordinate my fast so that you could eat before the show because I don't know that I could do the show being that starved. I'd be fucking
Hold on. If you did that, Bubba, what time would you have to not eat in the afternoon? 11 o'clock? Noon?
All right, well.
Yeah.
If I
get backwards up from 5 a.m.
Normally, Blitz, I get up about 3. That's about what time I get up.
Okay, so 3...
2:50 to 3 a.m. and I eat the fucking minute I get up.
Okay, so 3... Let's say you wanted to fast and then be able to eat at 3 a.m. and do an 18-hour fast.
I couldn't do 18-hour fast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So 12 hours alone would be...
You'd have to eat at 9 a.m.
Yeah, your last meal would be 9 a.m.
No, hold on. I do a 13-hour fast. My last... Remember the last time I eat? Usually two?
Two, yeah.
So I don't eat till 3 in the morning. So I do like 13. I do a 13.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A longer would be better, but that's not bad.
That's decent starting area, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But my feeding window, and I started gaining weight. Blitz told me this, and it hurt my feelings.
Hold on, you did.
I know it didn't. By the way, country girl, answer my whisper, please.
It was a long time ago.
Country girl, I love you. You got such you're just so nice.
She's
helping me out on OnlyFans a little bit, Blitz, and she's just
she's a pro.
She's a kind of soul.
She really is.
A kind soul. Okay. By the way, Bubba Light, I missed your call yesterday. I'll call you today, buddy. I also
Sorry.
The fucking dude.
Oh, my bad. Carbio.
Live from the Bubba Light studio.
Carbio.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge
Got
show.
It.
Yeah, the king of cardio.
Carbio, as Blitz calls it.
So, yeah. What were you going to say, Blitz, a few seconds ago?
Yeah, Blitz called me fatter. So what happened was I was gaining weight when I started working at the BRN because my feeding window was like 14 hours. I was having my first meal at like 5 a.m. and my last at 7. And I was eating throughout the day, not like super unhealthy, but just constantly putting food in my fucking face. And I gained probably about I don't know, 8 pounds, which is a lot on my frame. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Here's kind of my, I've been kind of steadily, I've not lost weight at the Zolt 71, you know, deal, but I have been losing about a pound or so a week.
That's great.
Just very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's kind of like, I'm very regiment based.
So, by the way, it's much better to lose weight slowly.
Yes. So, you know, like if I went full keto, I'd lose like 4 or 5 pounds a week because...
That's too much. That's too much, too much weight.
So here's what's been working out best for me. And is like I've been, you know, these bowls and these meals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for breakfast, I'll have like a piece of toast, an egg, and some sausage or bacon.
That's great.
You know, just that's sausage. It.
And you have the healthy, like, seeded bread shit.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
My bread's is...
Dave Killer Bread.
I only eat thin-sized Dave Killer Bread. It's 70 calories.
Yep,
and you're not eating that, like, white trash bullshit Wonder Bread.
No.
Okay, good.
It's so bad for you.
Blitz, you know that I only eat that bread.
Like, I know.
I don't.
Like, I rarely eat bread, but when I do, it's that bread.
So sometimes I'll have two pieces, but most of the time it's just one. One egg, one piece of toast, a piece of like Jimmy Dean sausage or something
Perfect.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then
I like sausage. Do you like bacon?
Yeah, I like
okay,
bacon.
Okay.
So then I bring before I go to the gym, and then that's at 3. Let's call that 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been eating a bowl, one of my bowls, usually before the show, right before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually try to eat one during the show. Or no, I have one. I'm sorry. I have one. I don't have one before the show. I have one during the show.
Yeah.
And then I usually try to eat right after the show, like 11.
Okay.
And those bowls are anywhere from like 220 to like 400-ish calories.
But I'm usually on the like, it seems like most of mine are like 320.
Yeah, I think today was like 380 or 90 because I had the same. I brought the same one you did.
It's pretty
actually.
Good too. It's pretty damn
they,
good.
They are good.
They smell really good.
So then I'll try to either eat a little something right after the show, but then I eat dinner at 2 o'clock.
Right, 2, 4, 6,
and then pills at 4.
Right,
pass out at. Well, attempt to try to start going to bed at 6.
It's gonna start getting easier because it'll get darker earlier.
Now, yes, and I can eventually open my windows, which I love.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like to sleep with my windows open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. Like, I really like. The minute it starts getting.
What the hell?
Lemmy's going to get his keys. And he's trying not to let anyone see him, so he's going to
so
crawl.
Creepy.
Lemmy, just get in, buddy. Just get in.
Just tell him, go grab your keys and get out of
creepy.
Here.
Get out. Just say, Lil Wilbur.
Big ogre. Just.
Is he okay? Is he getting better?
Yeah, is he okay?
When he's fully better, can you bring him to the show one day?
What, so we can all meet him.
Did you forget? Did you lose your keys, bud? So, like, Anna, the minute that it starts to be 50, did he find him?
No, I did. They're right here.
Oh. He's R.
Hey, Lummy.
Found him.
Lummy.
He's so R.
He left him on a chair back here.
It's okay. Lummy,
get the fuck out of here. So, Anna, the minute that it starts, the minute the low of the night is below 60, when it starts getting in the 50s at night,
mm-hmm.
is when my windows are wide open. No AC for me.
That's good. Save money.
Then, oh yeah. Well, I don't. I guess I am saving money, but I just like the crispness.
I do too.
Of the air.
Yes, it's very refreshing. And Sunday, November 7th, is when we go back on daylight savings.
Yep.
When it ends. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So in a month.
It's always the last weekend of October, first weekend of November.
7th.
Yep. Fall back. We'll move back an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Fall back. Spring forward.
Right. So like, and then the best in Florida is like. January and February.
Oh, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally will get down to like 43, 40, 46 at night. And I'll literally have my window wide open with my fan on. And in my room, I've got my room down to 49 degrees before.
No thanks.
Well, so I told you I have a heating blanket. And I like
burn me up.
You know, I mean, I only use it like literally a few weeks a year or when I go camping. But I love when it's like 40 out and you can open the windows up and it's like 40 in your house, but then you can turn the heating blanket on and you jump into bed and it's nice and warm. Oh, it's the best ever.
I can't see. That would be too hot for me.
Well, I mean, it has temperature settings. It's not like full blast where you're burning or nothing.
Yeah, but like any little bit of like even a heating pad, like any little bit of hotness on me, like I'm
love
full
it.
Hot.
Like
I
a little
love
snuggle.
It. Oh, no. It's the best.
A little snuggle when it's cold.
I would maybe snuggle if it was cold.
To save your life with Dan.
With Dan.
But anything else, no.
Hello. You're on the air. Hello. Well, great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Best call ever.
Best call ever.
Yeah.
Any hot gossip in the radio world?
Ooh, not. I'll probably be getting an update tomorrow because that's when I'm going to see Will. So we'll see. But that's everything I know. You know.
I never got to hear that audio. I never got to hear that audio.
Oh, yeah. It honestly wasn't as juicy as I thought it was going to be at all. But much like the woman in Matt's video that blatantly lied, this guy was just lying.
Who was lying?
One of the guys that worked on the show. Not SBK, but another guy made a claim. And then Kaltz called in and he said, I didn't say that. I'm like, you're on, they're on record saying... making these claims about Calta, but anyways.
Well, he runs the show over there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Runs the show.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice. I used to run the show till he fucked me over. God, I can't wait for my thing to come out. I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but I think everybody knows.
I think you've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah.
We have a season, right? When it's supposed to... come out
tentatively. Best case scenario would be a year from now.
Oh, now?
Yes.
Okay.
Like for fall.
Okay, I thought it was spring.
Because spring they'll sell it, fall they'll air it.
Ah, okay.
You know, usually it takes. That's they only release things in the spring and the fall. Well, you know, you got to go to market in the spring to mm-hmm. be in the fall.
Gotcha.
Like if they were at market now, they could potentially be in the spring.
Right.
But they're in the final phases of getting it done. Hello.
Hey,
it's Brandon Quad. That's when everybody knows that I'm going to be fucking Caitlin Hatley.
Woo!
And I'll probably, as soon as she whips out those big titties, I'll probably come all over myself.
Have you talked to her at all?
One not yet, but I spent past time on myself 3 times yesterday.
Oh, 3 times? Wow.
Yeah.
You talked.
And my mom's she's so bored. She said she's gonna make me go to, get my eye... Rose done and everything. She's gonna turn me up and everything.
Oh, she's gonna get you like a little manscaping deal so that your shit's
nice.
Straight.
Yes.
Listen. Do you think that she? You know. You think you maybe should. You know. Like, how is your pubic area groomed? Like, I got to think that it's probably just a fucking hot mess.
Well, yeah, because I gotta have a little bit of hair to hold on the condom while I pee.
I know a little bit of hair. You don't have to have any hair on your put the condom catheter on there, all they need is the shaft of your cock.
Daddy, what's this guy talking about condoms and shit? Nobody uses those.
Hey, Jesus, are you over there?
Take a lesson.
Jesus. Yeah. Do you keep your pubic region trimmed?
Sometimes.
For real? Are you as bad on that as you are your toenails? Because your toenail...
No. No, I'm fine.
Do you know I'm sponsored by Manscaped, and they have trimmers for that?
I thought I was going to get the one that you got. That's what you told me.
Well, you can use mine. Well,
you don't know by now. He'll tell you you're going to get all kinds of shit, and he'll just keep it?
Fuck you, Blitz. Absolutely fuck you. Fuck you, sideways Blitz. I give you everything you ever fucking wanted, and then some, motherfucker. Anyway, Tyler, is it... Tyler, you can't be sexually active and have a big old fucking bush down there, buddy.
I know.
Well, how is it?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, right. Do you need to borrow my manscaper?
You gotta shave your shaft, motherfucker!
Yeah, you can't have a hairy shaft.
Yeah, shave that shaft!
Anyway, enough of Jesus. Brandon, you got it. You just can't be, you know, Caitlin Hatley's gonna probably end up giving you head. Like, you can't be down there and have fucking...
Mom already said she's gonna get the scissors out and everything.
Yeah, I mean, she gotta get you...
What
like,
a fucking trooper, man. Like, we gotta do something for his mom again. Like,
you know,
that fucking
I'll
bitch.
Tell you what, we should give that bitch a ring. For real. Last minute, Blitz, I know you could still get one in.
Yeah.
I know you can still get one in because I saw you and RE talking about it. Get Brandon's mom in there.
Brandon, I need her ring size and the name she wants on it immediately. I need it today.
Like,
okay.
Like now.
What's she at school right now?
I need it today.
But listen. So listen, you got to shake Brandon. I got to give you like some fatherly advice. This is probably not the advice your dad's going to give you, but it's the advice I'm going to get. You got to shave up all that shit real nice. Okay? You got to shave your ball. Yeah. You got to shave your balls.
Your balls.
You got to shave your what, Anna?
Your balls.
You got to shave your balls.
Yeah, you got to shave your balls and your shaft.
You got to shave your shaft, yeah. You know?
What about his crack?
Yeah, I mean,
no,
I don't think she's
going to
be down on the crack.
No one cares about
well,
that.
You know.
I mean, there's no...
It's just better for wiping.
Most guys don't like crack play.
Well, I'm and, just going to clean
a,
it
but
up.
But he's going to take a shower before he go, you know, before she comes over there. Freshly showered is this.
Yeah, there's a new motel over there that has...
Now, Brandon, you know, like, this is a fucking lock-in. This isn't the flim-flam. Yeah. This ain't the flim-flam and bullshit we had going
She's
on
before. She's excited about it, too.
My mom's so excited, too. She was so thankful for it.
I mean, Blitz, you gotta admit, this ain't the flim-flam. The last shit we had was a flim-flam at best.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that bad, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, the year before was...
I'm just saying. We've just been flim-flammed by a bunch of fucking flim-flammers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a absolute lock.
And not on the lack of effort on behalf of Blitz or Lummy.
No,
tried their best.
They're just dealing with a flim-flam industry.
Correct.
Like, it's not a fucking above board.
Correct.
You're not dealing with the most responsible of people.
No, you're not.
Yeah. But Caitlin Hatley not only is hot, but she's fucking reliable. She's in the business.
She's like excited about it.
Yeah, she's and her tit, Brandon, her tits.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, Diakos. I've been looking at
him. Yo, God.
They're out in the display.
He said he fucking ran 3 batches to her yesterday.
You did?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I should give you, I should get a hold of Brent and get you an OnlyFans promo code. And you could go to her OnlyFans account.
Well, I already signed up for it.
I was going to say, she's going to fuck him. The least he can do is sign for a goddamn OnlyFans.
At least you give her $9.
I already did that on Friday.
Oh, okay, great. So now, do you jerk your shit knowing that, you know, that's going to be yours in a couple months?
Yeah, because she actually posted a video of riding a good guy, and she said she's going to ride me like that. In the video.
So hold on. In the video, she was like riding this dude out, and she's like, "That's how, that's how I'm gonna ride fucking Brandon."
Well, I mean, that's what it said. That's what she wrote on the in the comment section.
Nice. Yeah. So Brandon, when I had Caitlin Hatley in, did you have an idea it was her?
I had an inkling, but I didn't want to.
You didn't want to fucking. You didn't want to kabuki it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you're locked in for a ring. Your mom's locked in for a ring. You guys will be at the party, and it looks like you'll be getting some pussy.
Pussy.
God, your first piece of pussy, buddy. Mm-hmm. We're deflowering.
I'm a fucking pro.
Yeah, we're deflowering you, kid.
Yeah, and earlier when you were talking about all your ups and downs, you don't realize what you've done for me and everything like that, too. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, you know, Brandon, I know we're your favorite show, and I know that, you know, life's kind of tough on you, but you fucking, you know, you don't quit, you don't give up, you got a great, you know, you always have an upbeat, great personality. A lot of people could feel sorry for themselves in your scenario, but you're just a really great guy.
Absolutely.
And
Keep getting drunk and jerking yourself off.
But
the champ that you are.
No, hold on, Anna, keep getting drunk and get some pussy.
Getting some pussy.
Yeah. God, I'm so excited for you.
Me too.
And and Brandon, we love you, and you know you're so part of the Bubba Army royalty, and there's just so many great people that care about you.
Yeah.
All right, B. Well, listen, keep in touch with me and get that information to Blitz, because we're going to sneak in and get your mama a ring, okay?
I'll text her right now and ask her to ring site.
I just sent you a text, Brandon, with my number.
Yep.
All right, B.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
All right, guys. Love you, no homo.
Love you. A little bit of homo.
Love you.
That's pro homo. Like, pro.
Yeah, pro homo.
Stop saying it.
Sorry.
I mean,
Jesus.
If you're pro, you're pro.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it, but if you're pro something, you're pro. It does matter. It really does. If you're pro something, it can't be construed as bad. I am an advocate of that.
Oh, there's no question there.
Okay, then. And I think I'd be like, listen, you're going to get me in trouble for saying that when I'm saying that I'm pro that. I'm pro that. I think that people have the right to be that and more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be okay. Hopefully. God dang, the phones are blowed up. What is this, Bubba call-in hour?
Pretty much. People...
Hey, what's up, Bubba? How you doing?
Good, good. This is probably about the only time you guys are going to catch me on the after show. I don't like taking phone calls on the regular show, but go ahead.
Yeah, Bubba, I did send the, I just did the songs.
Yeah, he.
This is Kevin. Jake. This is Jake.
Yeah, let me have it.
This is Jake from Allstate.
State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Now, yeah. should we wait until...
Sorry about the cussing earlier. I forgot I was on the radio.
It's okay about
now, should we wait until Monday when Dan's here to play his new song?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I agree.
By the way, on the, I got this reminder. You're going to have to show Kevin that song tonight.
Hey, Blitz.
Oh, we're going to. Don't worry.
Hey, Blitz. Oh, you know, this is like autistic Jeff Bird almost, is it not?
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. Just letting us know.
Listen.
Do you watch Love on the Spectrum?
Don't you know that we're fucking pro Jake around here, bitches? Jake, yeah. We're pro you, buddy.
Well,
we love you.
She sounds hideous.
I'm just trying to help.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Well, would you stop trying to feel sorry for yourself? We're just fucking ribbing. We love you. Jesus.
Yeah. Bubba, I want to try to get you on my show soon.
What show you got, buddy?
I do a podcast on Twitch and YouTube called Here's the Thing, where I've had a steel toe on my show before.
Well, good for him.
I deleted an episode. I don't know where I put it.
But he fucked you over. So,
hold on. You did what now?
I deleted the episode after me and that person. Not going to say the guy's name. Steel Toe.
Yeah, well, what about it?
He recorded it and then fucking deleted it and can't find it.
Hey, I tried messaging you early. I emailed you, messaged you on Instagram about it, Bubba, and no response.
I don't really monitor our Instagram very much, buddy.
That was probably me that ignored
That's
you.
That's Anna. She likes to ignore people.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I mean,
well, unless you're a hot dude.
If
with
people
a big want cup.
To know how to access us, I'm more than happy to let them know. When they're like, hey, check out my podcast, I go,
yeah, exactly.
You know, thing is for me is the reason why I started my podcast is to get to interview awesome people, and Bubba's an awesome person.
Yeah. Well, yes.
We listen to your songs.
Well, we'll get that. Yes, you know what, Jake? Jake, I will do your show, buddy.
Aww.
Okay, I'll do your show.
All right, we'll have to come up with time. And
you're gonna have to come up with some benchmarks, Bubba.
I'm just gonna be a guest. I'm not gonna be.
Listen, here's the thing.
You better come up with some.
Hey, Jake, what are some good topics you guys are gonna talk about?
Well, now hold on, Jake. I'm the guest, so you have to ask me questions. I can't, can't host the show. Let's practice.
It's
the Jake Henson Show with Jake. Jake's special guest star today is Bubba the Love Sponge. And now from the Jake Henson Studios, it's Jake Henson. Jake, take it away.
We got to set up a time and all that.
You're doing the show. This is the show.
He's not even listening.
We're practicing right now, buddy. We're practicing as if you were doing a fucking show.
Number one, how did you get your start in radio, Bubba?
Fuck. Next question.
Pass. You just passed.
I've told that story 100 times, Jake. Next question, buddy. Pass.
What is the difference between doing radio and doing Twitch?
Well, the language, there's a little bit different language that you can use, on both. Some stuff I can say on regular radio, I can't say on Twitch and vice versa. And you just have to learn what you can say where. And you got to manage that. And it's sometimes a very slippery, tough slope. But I'm doing a good job at
and
it.
I know what it is. Jake doesn't want to use all his good questions right now and waste them.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
And I certainly appreciate it.
Pancakes or waffles?
I don't know how to get a link to you for the StreamYard thing that I use.
Waffles.
Yeah, a waffles all day.
You can email show. Listen.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
It's show@thebubblearmy.com.
All right.
Sorry.
You know, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's Bubba's fine. Nervous, too.
It's fine, buddy. Yeah. We're going to get through it, buddy.
Bubba just passed out for a minute. It's all right.
I just want to say that
your appearance on his show, Bubba, is like when you interviewed DCAP.
Does anybody else have your logo on their Twitch panel?
Yeah, everybody does.
Do you ever go, fuck, I'm on back?
I think Tfue and Ninja. Tfue and Ninja both have Bubba Army logos, so we've been told. Right, Blitz? We've been told that.
Right on the panel.
With a
doing like a Bubba Army Dream Team.
Bubba Army Dream Team?
Dream Team, right?
I gotta go back and listen to that again.
About part of the Bubba Army, like myself, but other people.
Yeah, they're called Royal Team.
I'm just trying to help.
The fuck? Help. Can't lean back anymore than you are now.
Keep going on, buddy. I'm here for you.
This is like his workout this morning.
You know, the thing is,
the lights are going to turn off.
I'm now.
You're doing good, buddy. You're doing good. Just keep him firing. Jake from Allstate, keep him firing.
State Farm.
By the way, you know that I've also got called Jake the Snake. Like the Snake Hopper.
Riveting.
You're Jake the Snake?
No, people call me that all the time.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. All the time you carry a fucking bag around with a snake.
Fucking autistic penis of yours. I bet you that fucking penis is fully functional. It ain't ate out. That motherfucker's like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. He talked about it autistic when he was cobra. On WWE Most Wanted Treasures.
What?
Jake the Snake said, Jake Roberts said that he was afraid of snakes. Him and Damien were good friends.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts. Boy, that's a blast of the past. He's a good guy. Hell of a hand, kid.
You know, the one thing is, I asked Lummy to be on my show. He said he had to ask you about it.
Yeah, he never asked me.
They would require him actually asking,
Lummy
talking
actually
about
does, you know, keep some shit off my plate.
He has a thing he has to take care of.
Yeah, he's got a kid that's in Nico.
Nico.
He's got a kid in Nico, kid.
Nemo. He's got a little... He's all got a little clownfish.
I heard that that you guys changed the Day in Walmart challenge to $100 and some now.
We did. Do you know why?
Did you buy a belt?
And?
By watching.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you answered your own question, buddy.
Here's the thing.
No, there's no thing.
There's a lot going on, Jake. I'm riveted. Look.
I see you in the live feed.
I'm fucking live. I'm fucking balling right now, kid.
You know, the thing is, it's, you know, a lot of people, you know,
I look like
you do.
Who's that guy that's in a wheelchair that has a hot chick?
Oh, Grubbs and Squirmy Grubbs.
I look
Grubbs.
Like the way fucking Grubbs or Squirmy Rubs where it rolls. Yeah. What do you got, Jake?
I just want to say
20 questions with Jake.
You know, you guys competing with Kid Craddock and then Dallas. You guys are competing.
We're competing with Kid Craddock from Dallas. He died.
Great.
Oh, we compete with Kid Craddock. He died. Took a lick.
Yeah, his team is now doing it. His team is now on. I'm not going to say the station because that's promoted.
They on Twitch?
Yeah.
Well, how well are they doing? What kind of numbers they got?
You're touching your PP.
You're beating them by like 400 to 500.
Hell.
No, I'm not touching my PP. I'm resting my hand there.
Okay.
Did you see me going like this?
No, I just.
I just got my hand here. My leg happens to be a little big.
You want me to do a love song for Anna?
What's that?
Yes, we definitely want you to do.
Yes. Oh, no, that's okay.
Yes. Yeah, a love poem from Anna. That goes straight to the top.
Yes.
Anna's my friend. She. Is so sexy with her lion hair.
You need to see some of the songs I did earlier.
Now
I've screwed up a lot of songs.
Really,
Kid Craddock.
But you've gotten way better now, though, right?
Yeah, you know the thing is, it's music. You know, music helps with. Like I said before, I lost my father in 2020.
No, you're right. Music does help. What do you think you do though?
I just get songs out. I call them people call them parodies. I don't call them parodies. I call them tributes to people.
Maybe a healing tribute.
Yeah. I just want to say something, Blitz. Number one, I've been noticing that in some of your stuff you had an Old Spice deodorant thing on your desk.
I do.
This motherfucker is one step below Kenneth
Cameron. Sorry, here's the thing. I've been trying to call in for the last couple of days.
I know, but, like, what does the Blitz Old Spice high spot got to do with anything? I'm just asking for a friend.
He knows it on my desk.
He's a motherfucking Old Spice guy. He loves Old Spiz.
Write a song about it.
What?
When are you guys doing some more of those car rides, like, like you drive into the studio or drive into your racetrack.
I'm fucking having a car show? Bubba Army
car
show?
Do you like when Bubba does pro-pyloning?
Yeah, where you drive your car and you talk to the chat on YouTube.
Yeah, you want me to start doing that more?
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say that I love this show. I love the Bubba Army. I'm Bubba Army for life.
Yeah, Bubba Army loves you.
For life. I like that. I like the way you
for
said
life.
That.
You know, the thing is, it's, you know, and you might want to excuse this in the video on YouTube. You might want to excuse me wearing the Tom and Dan shirt.
We like Tom and Dan. They're cool.
Tom and Dan are cool.
Are you Tom and Dan for life?
TND
for life.
TND for life, bitches. TND for Liz.
Jake, do you still watch wrestling?
I've done songs for Tom and Dan before. I've done songs for Tom and Dan.
Well, I know. Tom and Dan recognize great talent, my friend. Fuck.
Yeah.
Did you get my TNA trading card back in the day?
What?
You're into wrestling, aren't you?
Yeah, I saw.
You know, I had my own TNA trading card. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I've never had one of those.
Fuck, it's rare market. I think they're going for like 50 bucks. $50 on eBay.
I want to look up.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you get talking punched by Foley. How was that?
Well, I got my nose broken by fucking Foley, and then I got pie faced by Awesome Kong. Got my ass whipped.
Also, Honky Tonk Man doesn't like you.
Honky Tonk Man, I'm not on
Wayne
his.
Ferris.
Well, Todd, we'll put you on the fucking ass whipping list.
Yeah, by the way, I got one question.
By the way?
Where's the wrestling thing you guys did back in the day?
What?
Ned did a song about Memphis, about you going to Memphis.
Yeah, I wrestled the Killer Bees in Memphis.
Wrestling
took
in Memphis.
Too much off their hair. Took a fucking second rope splash for the high spot. Went home.
By the way, how was it working on Hogan's Celebrity Championship Wrestling?
It was horrible. I just voice tracked this shit. I wasn't even there. But I made 15 grand. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Blitz, you know TNA used to pay... Blitz, do you know TNA used to pay me $12,000 a month? Did you know that?
Holy fuck.
$6,000 an appearance. Some of the boys found out about it. That's where I got a lot of my heat.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. It's making more than Scott Steiner.
Big Bad Booty Daddy?
By the way...
What?
I'm trying to...
What time is it?
There's a YouTuber by the name of Brian Zane who does like wrestling shows, like Wrestling with Regret, and he actually did a thing about Celebrity Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, Hogan's the best. I love him.
Talk about you.
Yeah. Who talks about me?
Also, we lost Dustin Diamond last year.
Yeah,
who
know,
gives a fuck?
We know Dustin Diamond died. We know that. Died
covered
in Wisconsin.
It on the show.
He also drank a cup of coffee in NWA TNA.
He did drink a cup of coffee. Blitz, he knows the insider terms now, too.
Oh, okay.
When you have a cup of coffee, that means you spent a month or two there.
Right.
Yeah.
He battled the timekeeper.
This guy fucking used an insider term.
No, I can tell he's a wrestling mark.
Like he's one of the boys. He had a cup of coffee over fucking TNA.
Yeah, and also... You know, the thing is, you've also had some great talent on your show, like Stephanie McMahon.
Vince, Rock. I've virtually had every pro wrestler that was anybody on my show, period.
Mm-hmm.
From Kurt Angle to... I've never had Bobby Heenan. Nope, I never had him.
I think he said Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Guess who I'm talking to? I'm talking to Jim Cornette.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That guy's a fucking heel. I love him. I love that guy. What do you mean? Hold on.
Jake, what is some inside information on Jim Cornette?
He's a fucking heel.
If you say something bad about him on Twitter, he blocks you.
I'm not saying shit. I'm saying I'm putting the guy over. I'm putting Jim Cornette. Well, you better fucking be nicer to Jim Cornette because he's over.
I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nice
for
your sake,
Baba.
Sorry.
It's all right, buddy.
What else you got for us, Jake?
One last thing, buddy, for the wrap up.
number one, you know, Cornette.
I'm bringing in Vince Russo, too.
Actually said, Cornette said he wanted his best friend of 30 years bowling the pass so he could kill his bowling son.
Okay.
Well, he's just getting heat. He just knows how to work. He's just a shooter. He's just a shooter.
Yeah. Bubba, I just want to say thank you for taking my call because you're a big star and I'm just a small
fish. I feel like a big star right now, buddy.
Look at you.
You know, and the thing is, I love what I do every day. And by the way, the song is in London. Fox will be. I hope he plays it for a fan next Sunday.
We love what you do every day as well, Jake from State Farm. We love it, and
I stream. I try to do it while you're not live.
Yeah.
What time is Kevin's long night, Anna?
4 to 7 every Tuesday. Hopefully you're not going against us. Yeah. When you go live, we can tell it takes away from us.
I mean, Blitzy takes at least 14% off the top, doesn't he?
Big time.
I mean, Jake, you take 14 points right off the top, bitch, yeah. Please. Blitz got a pie chart on what Jake takes from us.
Right.
Blitz had a big-ass meeting, man. We got to get rid of this.
Sometimes when Kevin's all does it start to like 4:15, it's because we see Jake's on. We're hoping he gets off before, so we just wait until 4:15 or so and then go live.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hoping to get the goats come and see you guys, plus get to see Ed TSA's from Barman Radio.
Oh, you're a big Ed Tillmark?
I've been interviewed with Ed before.
Oh, Ed Till.
You're a big Ed Tillmark?
Ed Till's the man, kid.
Ed's real. I think it's just
Ed Till. That's an American dream right there. All right, Jake from State Farm, I got to go.
We must clear the line.
His interview with
Thanks for calling.
Hey. 25 minute max. Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, sorry to bother you, Bubba. I just wanted two quick things.
Can we get Jake back on the phone now?
What do you got for me, buddy? I'm here to.
Anyways, I know you're busy. First, what you and the Hatleys are doing for Brandon the Quad, man, absolutely epic. That's a dream of a normal. Whatever, that's something everybody wants.
Yep.
But anyways, the second thing is Tizzy. I saw he posted he's going to be running an open wheel on the asphalt this weekend. I'd just like to know where and
Inverness.
Let you guys know.
He'll be at Inverness Saturday night running an open wheel modified. I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Well, I'll try to. I don't know if I can actually make it, but that would be awesome. I can. That's my world, man.
Well, you got a car for Tyler to run every now and then.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I got two open wheel modifieds. One of them just needs a brake adjuster put in. It's got a 525 horsepower motor, and the other one's an older style with a 604 crate motor.
I'm going to be probably Blitz going live on our Facebook for Tyler's Saturday night racing.
So monitor
our Facebook for that, okay, buddy?
All right, well, tell him good luck, man. And then there is a little bit of an outside there on the restarts. You just got to pinch him a little bit, and that's a badass fast track because they repaved it. Man, that's awesome. I'm excited, put it that way. That's track meets world, bro.
He started 24th last 2 weeks ago at my place and won it in modified. So hopefully he does well. I know this is a whole different animal, but hopefully he does well. Doesn't look stupid.
Yeah, but he's running for Critter. I believe that's Critter's car, if I'm not wrong, right?
Hey, Jesus, is that Critter's car?
Richie Smith.
Oh, bro, you are in luck, you son of... That is one of the baddest him. Cody Stickler, there's a couple other little dudes right now that are really on fire.
Cody Stickler, the vagina tickler, is what I heard.
Not to confuse a buzzy, the asshole licker.
Blitz, goddamn you, Blitz.
No, this is the after show.
I'm going to pull a fucking knife on you,
Blitz. This is the after show.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, I got one of those, too.
Respect.
Thanks, DJ William.
Hey, buddy, listen, be following the Bubba the Love Sponge Show Facebook Saturday night. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
Man, the phone activity is on an all-time high. How can me and Anna get our shit in?
I know.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan. Oh, what, you mean, no. It's
Lummy's favorite guy ever.
It's one way, Alan. Say it.
One way, Al.
Yeah, one way, Al. What do you got? I'll flip a house for $660,
I got a question for Blitz.
But I can't send Blitz $100. What?
So you guys were talking about the Brian Laundrie stuff earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you guys gave that scenario if he was, like, holed up in someone's house. I'm not a gamer, but could he communicate, say he, like, went on to an Xbox Live and into Madden with someone privately and talk to them through there? Could they trace that?
They can trace anything.
I would say that they probably have a list of friends, wouldn't you think, Blitz, that he could potentially reach out, and they're squatting on everybody.
Yeah, I guarantee. At least his parents and stuff, for sure. And I'm assuming what they did was they went back and looked at his phone records. Anyone who's contacted in the past, like, you know, 90 days.
They're squatted on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're looking on. So. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, and then, Blitz, did you get my email about Frankie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Frankie, yeah.
How about
the MMA guy?
I did, actually, yes.
Okay.
What about him?
Well, he's a friend of mine. You know who Frankie Edgar is?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame UFC guy.
Yeah, he's a good childhood friend of mine. He wants to come on the show to promote his fight in November.
I'd love to have him on.
All right, well, Blitz has got his info. I think Danny gave you his
info. Yeah, Dan did, yep.
All right, we'll get him on in the next couple weeks on the after show, okay, bud?
All right, later.
Thanks, One Way. I can flip a house for $660 and give you guys nothing.
Zero.
Hello.
Hey, it's Trickney Ashley.
Hello, Trickney Ashley, who will be at the Bubba Army Royalty Party.
Woo! I just wanted to switch things up. This has been a shit show.
Did your husband?
Did you get face fucked?
Yes.
Yes. I'm so moisturized.
Did you face fuck though?
From the cum.
From the drool.
Who face fucked who? Did you face fuck him or he face fucked you?
That's fun too.
Oh yeah.
We go back and forth.
I know, but this particular celebratory moment.
No one fucked anyone, Bubba.
When he found out that you are the Bubba Army royalty recipient, you know, that whole deal. Who face fucked who?
Well, first of all, I came down playing the championship belt music.
Oh my god!
That's what you fucked to. That's hot.
But, I mean, can you? We want to know particulars, Trickney. Come on.
I just called to break shit up, but okay, here I am.
No, I know.
Break it up, then, bitch.
Break it up, bitch. I'm about to.
Oh damn it! I get face fucked.
You get face fucked.
Oh, he face fucked you.
Bubba's ass towel donated $50 cash.
Oh, thank you, Bubba's ass towel. He face fucked you. You gave him head.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Fuck yeah.
Sometimes a feller will like a girl to grab the headboard and fucking ride out.
Well, I'm not saying that doesn't happen either, but
Ana, you ever grabbed the face?
Hell yeah! And
rode out.
I'm a dirty birdie.
And Bubba's ass towel. I need you to answer the whisper. I need your ring name changed.
A dirty birdie.
I am. Filthy.
When's the last
filthy
time you grabbed
nasty.
The headboard and fucking did Bucko Bronco?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably the last guy I hooked up with.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I think girls like that. Grab the headboard and fucking kick it out wide.
Yeah.
Trickney, we love you. Probably gonna be wrapping up here soon.
Just wanted to call and say hi. That's all.
Love you.
Bye, Trickney.
Thanks, Ashley.
Bye, Trickney. Poor little thing. Doesn't even have a trick knee, but we got her trick knee out.
She's 240 with the trick knee.
And she's really probably about 160 with a trick knee.
Yeah, she's cute
with
as
no
hell.
Knee. With no knee.
No. Well, she has a knee, but it's not a trick.
Yeah. And she, you know, she's rescue. I mean, she's fucking hauling deers out of the
pool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She's a bad bitch.
Full-blown bucks. Hello.
Yo, Bubba. What's up? Delaware Scott.
Hi, Delaware Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hey, brother. Hey, listen, not to be Johnny living in the past. You guys had mentioned if you know, we came across a high spot. I found something I thought was a high spot.
Oh, you're talking about the anybody that finds anything good on Bubba Army Radio, let me know.
Oh, yeah. What you
got?
Yeah,
I don't want nothing. I'm not trying to get nothing, but this is just for just being a bro. I found something on the last 8 minutes of the show. So, of course, segment 4 and the last 8. You did a Bubba 199. And again, it was only 8 minutes, but you did you didn't do the whole song, and you were on fleek. You know, there's you know that basketball song Curtis Blow,
right?
You were singing it word for word, dude. It was hysterical.
Now, what day was this, buddy?
It was November 20th in 2009, and it was the last 8 minutes or so of the show. The bad thing is there's a little bit of spice in there. Hell with him, but...
Last 8 minutes of the show.
Yeah, and about the last 7 or 8 minutes of the show, and it was amazing. I think it would be a good, like, FaceTime deal or a Facebook
deal. Facebook deal, yeah, yeah.
You know, because you're cursing your ass off, of course. You were balling. You were happy. It sounds like you had a good gimmick going on, too.
I did. I probably had an unbelievable setup going on. Sometimes I get on good setups. I can't even tell you the last time I got you on a good setup. Like,
it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Now, I was having, like, never mind. I just needed to take a break from it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
From my particulars?
Yeah, but because I would overdo it. You know, you'd give me some wiggle room. You'd say, the next one's October 15th, if that's what you're looking for. But, yeah, you'd give me wiggle room. You'd say, oh, you wanted a little more of this? And I go, yeah. And then I would take it, and I'd be like, ah.
Can I set you up for the 15th? I mean, will you take my setup for the 15th? Blitz, don't do an input on this, bitch.
I didn't say anything.
I heard you go.
Can I take? I like the downward slope of the setup, not so much the uphill.
I gotcha.
Okay, thank you.
You want to go down, not up.
I want to go down.
All right, we
downtown.
Gotcha.
You need to get on one of those Tuttle setups when you were doing a 199 and you pulled Tuttle away from the microphone and his hand wouldn't let go of the thing. It was like stiff. That was hilarious.
All right, my man. Hey, listen, I got to get going. Thank you for the heads up on the November 20th, 2009 show. Blitz, eventually I got to cut. I mean, this is like Bubba's call-in hour, and I'm busy. I got to go.
Well, let's hear what this guy has to say.
I'm exhausted. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Wolf.
What's up,
Wolf,
Austin?
Wolf Finson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got some gate work we need done around here, buddy.
All right. I'll be in town this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The only gate that really needs to be worked on is the one that goes to the back. It just got sprung a little bit.
Sure, yeah. That's no problem.
And if we're not here, Lemmy will just give you the code. Just help yourself.
Yeah, I'll call Lemmy. I got my scooter out of the shop, man. I was hoping we could go on a ride one of these days.
You got your what?
Scooter.
Oh, you like using your moped?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're real rugged, aren't we? Driving fucking mopeds up and down the street. How fast will yours go? Mine gonna go 50.
Yeah, I got mine up to 52.
Yeah. And you're lighter, so it's not gonna be fair.
I got mine tricked out. It's kind of lowered and stretched and that, though.
Mine's lowered and stretched, but I don't have anything modifications because I'm on it.
Was it like you got like a ruckus or something?
Yeah, a ruckus. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, fucking ruckus. All right, Wolf. Well, listen, if you're around.
I'll be there this weekend. I'll call Lemmy.
Unspring my shit.
No problem. All right, buddy. I got you, Bubba. Thank you.
I got you. That guy's a good looking guy.
I met him. He's pretty. He's a good looking guy.
All right, so just for those scoring at home, I've been asked, Blitz, for the November 13th Stogies and Extra or whatever the fuck they're calling it.
Okay.
And I know you can't go.
So you are going, though?
I got to. Like, I've been fucking given a ration of shit by Lisa, Stevie, with a Shane kicker, saying you've got, one, we've already advertised that me specifically is going to be there, and two, like, you're the, you know, morning guy, you know, like you and Shannon and Ed Till, Justin, got to be there.
I'm sorry, can you give the date one more time?
Saturday the 13th. Now, whoever wants to go, I'm sure
November.
We can.
Yes.
Whoever wants to go, it'll be just like it was last time, over and back. And I'll get Big Red or somebody to shoot it. It wasn't too bad when we weren't driving and we had a designated driver. I don't know if Big Red can sober up enough to be the designated driver. Blitz, you are invited. If things change, if your schedule changes, of course you're invited.
Okay.
But I know that you potentially have a schedule conflict. So if that changes or whatever, of course, know that you're, you know, obviously invited. I'll ask Dan, Anna, you look as well.
I should be good to go.
And we would probably leave here probably, you know.
Last time we left at what, like 3 or something?
Something
or
like
three.
That. I'll figure out what time it is and we'll get there. And it'll be just like last time.
Okay.
Except I'll get a Yeti cooler and some shit. We'll be more prepared food-wise. Like, we'll bring snacks.
I like snacks.
But we'll actually bring. Last time we didn't bring those snacks.
No, we didn't. Well, we had other types of snacks.
Well, we're going to have that type of shit.
Snacks you suck on.
And
I'm sorry.
cock snacks.
No, I'm. That's not what I meant.
Let's just admit it, Anna. You blew everybody on the
way
over there.
I blew everyone in the Screenshot Express.
Except,
sorry.
Yeah, Big Red got head first.
He did.
He was driving.
Yeah.
Then she went over to Blitz.
And Seth.
I wasn't even there.
And Seth.
Oh, shit, Blitz. Our fucking secret's out.
Oh, no.